بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم اما بعد وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المؤمن فسوق وقتاله كفر. This is a hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, authentic narration by Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, narrating that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, swearing a believer is an open sin, it is a major sin, and fighting with him is an act of kufr. On the day of Arafah, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, what is the day today? So they said, this is a sacred day. What city is this? They said, it's a sacred city. Then he asked, what month is it? They said, it's a sacred month. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the life, the wealth, and the honor of a believer is sacred, just as this day of Arafah is sacred, this month is sacred, the city is sacred. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Kaaba Sharif and said, how pure you are, how pure is your fragrance, how sacred you are, but the life, the wealth, and the honor of a believer is even more sacred than the Kaaba Sharif. For us to understand how important it is for us to honor and to respect a believer. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that for a believer, a Muslim, to be swearing his Muslim brother, and it's even worse if he's swearing his parents, his wife, and his children, which has become so common today. Person doesn't think anything about swearing the children. He's passing on, he's doing relay of this swearing. So he just swears at them, he teaches them now, this is the way to solve a problem. Swears the parent, parents swearing each other, teaching the child, this is how you must conduct when you get married also. I was speaking to someone the other day, now they're having nikah classes, which was unheard of in the past. The Jamiatul Ulama says, we are offering premarital counseling. Other places it was common already, now it started here. Because people don't know how to behave when they're married. So what we also need is parental counseling, pre-parental counseling. People don't know how to be parents and how to conduct in front of their children. And then they pass it on to their children, the evil ways and habits. So a person feels that this is how my father did it, so I have to do it like this also. Some person feels that if I'm the manager in the business, then until I don't swear these people, they won't come right. So sibabul Muslim, for a Muslim to be vulgar in his language, it's not the way of a Muslim, it's not the way. There are other ways, there are other methods. Unfortunately, we find that the non-Muslims, they have adopted those ways and methods. I've seen by my own self, when they have an argument, come into the office, let's sit and discuss it like men. See how they do it. And we, in the open, the whole world must know that I got a problem with my son, I got a problem with my wife. I must swear them in the open in front of everybody, then only I feel satisfied. So we have to correct ourselves. We've seen non-Muslim schools, Model C schools, white schools with the Christian ethos, and how they conduct and the akhlaq, what is supposed to be the conduct and the akhlaq of a believer. The teacher will take the child out of the class. I saw this with my own eyes. Not in front of the whole class. Take the child out of the class, one side, and she'll shout the child. Mother will take her child, these are white Christian people, but it's supposed to be the way of a Muslim. Away from the crowd, and quietly shout the child, correct the child, without vulgarity and without swearing. So sibabul mu'min fusukun, whether it's road rage, whether it's we are upset about something, but we don't become vulgar. And they say this vulgarity comes with company. What company? We're reading books, we're watching movies, or we're listening to music. Now, all that vulgarity is pumped into us. So then we adopt that culture. We become enculturized to do what we see, what we hear, what we read. And the mind is affected with that vulgarity. And someone on social media is swearing. So now we say, okay, the president of this country can swear like this. Then it's a common thing, it's a normal thing. Friends among themselves just swearing. So this is not correct. The children, besides that, it's fusuq. Fusuq is an open, clear sin. It's a major sin. وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Control your tongue. If you guarantee me what is between your jaws and your legs, I guarantee you Jannat. This tongue will be the means of many people going into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak protect us. So this whole chapter was about cursing and swearing. Then the second part, fighting a believer is kufr, doesn't mean it is direct kufr, it means it is an act of a kafir. A kafir does things like that. Who fights with a Muslim? Not a Muslim. Muslim is supposed to be a brother of a Muslim. He's supposed to help him. He's supposed to support him. He's supposed to assist him in his time of need. So to fight a Muslim, fighting a Muslim, so this is kufr. Two Muslims drawing their weapons out. I skip this hadith, but it says that when two Muslims draw their weapons out for each other, then they will be فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. If one kills the other, both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because the person that was killed also wanted to kill his opponent, which is a Muslim. So because of his niyat to kill his Muslim brother, then both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. The Quran al-Majeed speaks about qatl amad, that means killing intentionally. Two people drawing the weapons. The fact that they drew the weapons for each other is a sign that they had intention to kill. Then the Quran is saying, فَجَزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. His recompense is Jahannam, he'll stay there forever for killing a Muslim. Now, there's different discussions. One is, if it's an Islamic country and the government fighting rebels, so they justified if someone has rebelled against the Islamic government, against the Sharia, against Deen, etc., then there's different rules and regulations. This is talking about for some trivial reason and for some dunyawi reason. I will also like to mention there's something called qatl khata. Qatl khata means by mistake you kill someone. You went hunting, Allah forbid, and some accident took place, and by mistake, instead of the animal being shot, then innocently someone was shot and killed. You didn't see properly. This example comes, a typical example in the kitabs. So then for that there is some blood money that will have to be given, some recompense that will be have to be given. It's quite a large amount of money that will have to be given to compensate killing someone by mistake. So the basic teaching of this hadith is we should control our tongues, avoid swearing Muslims, don't swear, and don't fight. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.